And I'm your host, Andy Pate, sitting in for John Rush, together with Shemaine.
Hello.
How are you doing? How are you holding up?
I'm loving this.
Are you having a good time?
Always. Yes.
Very cool. I'm sorry, I was laughing. Shemaine Navarro.
Yeah. Shemaine.
What?
Shemaine.
Shemaine?
Yeah.
Shemaine. Can I be Andy?
Andy.
You know, that doesn't sound as cool. It seems to, something's missing there. Okay, really quick here. We're going to play a little of that lady again because Charlie's bringing it up. You guys heard it over the break. I am terrified. Mm. Not because there are wackos out there. Okay, we already knew that. But they're in power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember earlier in the first hour, was it the first hour we played the lady from the CIA, Tucker Carlson?
Yes.
Talking about the lady from the CIA. And that lady who had a chip on her shoulder the size of Alaska, maybe bigger. I don't know. I think you could drill there.
Yeah.
I do. She had a chip on her shoulder the size of Alaska, bragging basically about all the boxes she checks, saying nothing about her qualifications. Nothing. Okay. Not saying she doesn't have them. Who knows?
Yeah.
You can't get that from, this is an ad trying to get people to sign up
mm-hmm.
for the CIA. And she, this wacko who has a chip on her shoulder, I wasn't a fluke. Don't look at me as, don't think it. I'm like, holy smokes. This wacko has the power of the CIA with her to investigate you.
Scary.
Yes. And Charlie says, she wasn't a fluke. You should only care about her intoxicating brilliance. Is that what she said? So she referred to herself as having intoxicating brilliance. Well, she did sound drunk. I mean, is that close or no? Not really. So when you think about her having that kind of power, now here's what really scares me. Let's play just a little of this lady again here in just a moment. Because remember, folks, speaking of having power, this lunatic is a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
This lady who got pulled over by the cops, who is a complete racist. And I mean, not just a wee bit of a racist. We're talking, whoa, racist.
Yeah.
Okay. This lady breathes hate.
Yes.
Okay.
She had her kid in the back seat.
She had her kid in the back seat.
So she's literally breeding hate too. Like
yes. And let me, by the way, I want you folks, while you listen to a little of this, I want you to imagine if she was saying all of this instead of in favor, you know, going after white people and a Mexican who wishes he was white, according to her. What if she had been going after black people in this way? Tell me two things. Number one, would she still be a teacher? And number two, would she even still be a parent? Or would the kid be taken by the state?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and play it, Charlie.
I'm being harassed today because I was going under the speed limit. I was going at 38.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
And the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
Because I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
Wasn't texting or none of that.
You had that picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Sure.
Again? Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. There.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here
you
stop, go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me,
because
ma'am.
You're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
The
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I didn't
say
that.
I'm not smiling. You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. You're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
is that what
I don't
that's
think
about?
So. You okay. Wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
You got this idea application. All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
Here you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso?
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear.
This is a teacher.
Oh, it gives me
teaching pain. Your children. And by the way, you know, I know people are going to want to say, oh, come on, Andy, that's an incredibly rare case. Of course she is. She's a rare case because she's barely a biped. Okay, this person is barely even a member of the human race. I mean, she's that much of a loon. This person wakes up every day and reality is spinning. But, folks, I'm going to tell you something. I come from the left. Okay, I come from the left. And while her views are exaggerated, the core of them is held by a lot of teachers.
Yes, that's why people are taking their kids out of public schools.
Yeah, I mean, what are they seeing? I mean, what are their kids are getting propagandized by this nutso crazy filth.
I was just going to say that. And she's already been propagandized by the negative filth that's coming in through social justice and all that stuff.
Yeah, and here she's come in and she is propagandizing your kids. We have a president who has a lunatic because it's his CIA. I'm sorry, I'm going to kind of let's say it.
Yeah.
CIA, you know, go up the ladder, right? Yep. Who do they work for?
Exactly.
Okay, well, the CIA is putting out ads with a lunatic checking off all the boxes who she is, and Tucker fantastically ripped her apart. But my gosh, these people are serious, folks. They're in charge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And let me make a prediction right now. All of this wokeness, all of this rage in your face is going to come back to haunt them in 2022. I really honestly believe 2022 is not going to be good for them. I think bad times are rising. What do you think? I mean, tell me honestly, do you see us getting the house in 2022? What do you see happening?
I think so. There's a huge grassroots movement going where people, I keep saying this, you've pissed off the moms. We are coming into this bigly, as Trump would say.
Bigly, as Trump would say. Okay, on the line is somebody who's always bigly, John from Cheyenne. John, how are you?
Hey, good, Andy. How are you?
Doing great, sir.
So how is it living down there in the land of the mask?
Well, every day I wake up, John, and I tell my wife I'm jealous of John from Cheyenne. She doesn't know what I mean, but it's true. Go ahead.
But everyone else in Wyoming too.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, John, can I ask you really quick here? What's it like? I mean, you guys, I know you don't have a mask mandate like we do because your governor is not a lunatic, but
he's a rhino.
I know he's a rhino, but at least he's not a loon. He's just a rhino, which is not nearly as bad. Tell me this. What's it like up there now? You know, going to the store, restaurants and everything. Do you actually have a life?
Yeah. You wander in. If there's a couple of stores that still want you to wear a mask, I usually have one in my pocket. And if I walk in and the store, it's their business. They ask me to put a mask on. If there's something in there I need, I'll throw the mask on. Otherwise, I'll just go somewhere else. But like most of the places, I would say it's about 60-40, no mask to mask. There are people
really?
Up here who have drank the Kool-Aid, and they're wearing their mask anyway. But you don't have to. You can go in. Restaurants are at full capacity. Everything is back to pretty much normal.
So it sounds like you're probably going to get a 4th of July, right?
Oh, well, they already announced full attendance for Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Woohoo!
Oh, my gosh.
Full attendance.
The whole time. Garth is the opening night act. He sold out in 40 minutes.
Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. Hey, by the way, do you guys have to distance, or can people just pack it in and watch him?
It sounds like we're just going to pack it in and watch him.
Yeah, awesome. Baby!
I want a concert like that so bad.
Well, you're not going to go to that one. They sold out.
The governor has requested that at venues over 1,000 that people wear masks.
Okay.
It's not an order. But the other thing that I don't know if I told you this, Andy.
No, go ahead.
Is the state of the legislature, we allow them to meet for so many days every other year. They passed a law, and the governor didn't veto it. He kind of like said, okay, I'll let it go into effect. There's something in our Constitution where if he doesn't sign it, but he doesn't veto it, and it sits on his desk for so many days, it becomes law.
Okay. What's the law?
We'll use that term. The state health officer or county health officer can put into effect any kind of health rules for more than 2 weeks without getting approval of the elected body.
In other words, amen!
That's amazing.
So they can't just, they can't just hold up their scepter as a little tyrant and basically say, thus it shall be. They actually have to come to the people.
Yeah. After 2 weeks, they have to call a special session of the legislature if it's statewide. And if it's countywide, the county commissioners have to sign off on it.
That is magnificent.
John, I was asking this of the gentleman from Texas earlier. Is there any way you can annex us? Can you take us over a violent overthrow? Well, don't do violent, but, just take us.
Well, I don't know if you've looked it up. Look it up on Facebook or online, Weld County, Wyoming. There's a big movement in Weld County to come and join the state of Wyoming.
Which would be great, but unfortunately, that's got to be... it's got to be approved down at the state capitol, and they're never going to let Weld go. Why? Because Weld County sends a lot of money into the coffers.
Yes.
Well, and the other thing is it has to also be approved by Congress. So that's a double approval.
Yeah,
the last time something like that happened was, I think, when Virginia and West Virginia split at the Civil War time. Since then, that really hasn't happened. But you were playing that lunatic woman.
Yeah.
I come from a law enforcement family. My father was a New York City cop.
Oh.
Back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. What do you think that generation cop would have done to that woman?
I don't want to think
about it. I don't know. Yeah.
I think it might have gotten ugly.
No,
he wouldn't have hit her or anything, but I could see a citation.
Right across the face and told her to shut up. That generation.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Well, that'd be a little harsh.
My sister's youngest son is a New York City cop.
Yeah.
And he says all they do right now is go from one shots fired call to a next.
Really?
And they're pretty much ignoring, if they see something going on the street, they're not going to step in unless it's has to do with saving somebody's life, because it's just not worth it.
John, I'm sorry. I don't think you're telling the truth. You know why?
Well,
because, they got strict gun laws in New York. That couldn't possibly be happening.
No, people don't kill people there.
Okay, so I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Back in the mid-70s, my father worked in this precinct in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it was one of the 10 worst precincts in the city. In 2015, 40 years later, my nephew got assigned there out of the police academy. It's still one of the 10 worst precincts in the city.
Unreal.
So, nothing. It's you want to go and see what real bad neighborhoods and tough crime is, you want to go to some of these places. I mean, I know you got a bad area in Denver, but half a dozen veteran New York City cops would straighten that out in a week.
Hey, John, I got to let you go here, but before I do, one more time here. When is Frontier Days?
The last full week of July.
Last full week of July? I may have to sneak my way up there, man.
Oh, well, let me give you real quick. I know you got to go to break.
Go ahead.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday is the free pancake breakfast put on by the Kiwanis. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday is the parade downtown. And they've got everything going on. So if you just want to come up for the day, even if you can't get tickets for a night show or something, they got the rodeo every afternoon. There's always tickets for that. And on the fairgrounds is like a carnival, wander around in there.
Cool.
So please come up.
Yeah.
We would be more than happy to let you spend some of that hard-earned Colorado money up here in our restaurant.
Oh, let me tell you, we would be more than happy to spend it. And since we are conservatives, we're huge tippers. So,
yes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. John, thank you so much. And do remind us again of that, okay? Take care, John. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so jealous. Why can't we live there?
I can't believe he said that the people can't have a law or, you know, this mandate, the medical, I'm jumping my words.
No, I understand. I know what you
that's
mean.
That's insane. That's amazing.
That's great. You can only run it 2 weeks. Only 2 weeks of dictatorship at a time. That's great. I like
Tri-County. Come on, let's do this.
Oh, I wish. Okay, up next is American National Insurance. You've had the same insurance for years, but folks, competition is good. Give Paul Leuenberger a call. Just give him a call. Let him assess your needs and see if you're getting the right coverage. Maybe you are, maybe you're not, but you'll know for sure with a little competition for your hard-earned dollar. We were just talking about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, call Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
I just like this song.
I do too.
This is from my youth. Yes, you wouldn't know this song, but from back in my day, they had this thing called rock and roll.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Shemaine Navarro. And, Ann, where are you? We're awaiting your call. Ann was going to tell us about some legislation that's going down. Oh, well, until she does.
Yeah.
Are you jealous of Wyoming?
I kind of am.
My gosh. Can you imagine? So it's about 60-40 businesses. My question is this. If you're in Wyoming, folks, why do you have the 40? I mean, why does any business where they don't have to require this stuff? It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I mean, let me ask you this, Shemaine, because you, let's face it, you're kind of a leader of people right now.
Okay, thanks.
You are.
Thank you.
You are. If you were up there... And you guys knew of some businesses that were basically requiring masks when they don't have to, because it, up there you don't have to.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you spread the word?
Yeah.
Not to be mean, but simply to say, I don't think you're going to enjoy it here.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say, yeah, I'd make it known that they're kind of requiring the mask, which I guess it's their choice.
I mean, all we're asking for here in Colorado is that they loosen up.
Yes.
You know, I understand, and I'm one of these. I'm a little more subservient than you. I have to be. I'm married. Okay, so I'm used to it. But when I go into a place, I understand, you know, they want me to wear it to the table. And that's totally, I get that. And I don't want to cause trouble, so I do. But as soon as I get to that table, it's off. It stays off. That's it.
Yeah, I think that, I don't get that, though. That's such a weird rule.
It is a weird rule, and it does absolutely no good. But someone who does a lot of good is Ann, who's on the line right now. Ann, how are you? Ann? She left.
Oh, no.
She left. You know, that's okay. During my young years, I had a lot of women leave me.
Yeah.
Not really. I was shy. I was terrified of women. So I never got left because I never got up to the plate.
Totally.
I was one of those hiding, you know, you ever go to those school functions and you got the guys who are along the side of the wall?
Yep. I was on the dance floor.
I was not. I was along the side of the wall, terrified. And we now have on the line again after Charlie. Oh, my goodness. Ann is on the line. Ann, how are you doing?
Hey, I wanted to call in about House Bill 1191.
Let's hear it.
Okay, it would protect the right of an employee or an applicant, including those who work in healthcare facilities, to refuse COVID-19 injections without any repercussions. So it would also specify that the state can't require any individual to obtain a COVID-19 injection, and that government agencies and private businesses, including health insurers, can't discriminate against clients, patrons, or customers based on their COVID-19 vaccine status. So this is especially important given the pressure that's mounting to mandate COVID-19 across the country. So even though the shots are experimental, they have been known to carry serious side effects, including death. So we want to urge our legislators to support House Bill 1191 to help protect people's rights to choose what medical procedures they want to undergo, right?
So absolutely. And for those who have not done this before, how can they do it?
Okay, so this is what you do. You get online. And you go to leg, as in L-E-G, as in good. Okay, so that's like a leg you have on your body. Leg dot, and spell out Colorado, dot gov. Leg dot Colorado dot gov.
Okay.
Then go to committees. And then look for health and insurance. And you will see all the members on that committee, because it's going to likely be held in committee tomorrow. So you can call and email them. And when you click on their picture, you're going to find out if they're Republican or Democrat. We've got four Republicans on that committee. I would say don't bother calling them, because they're on board. Okay? So you spend your time contacting the other eight. And if you contact four, good for you. Because what we need to do is we need to get at least three Democrats, because that would make four, and three is seven, and that would get this would move this ahead to the next step. Okay.
I like it. Basically, just leave it up to the individual.
Well, yes, but you see, what we need to do is make sure we contact as many Democrats on that committee as possible.
Right, the eight Democrats.
Yeah, and so you can say, you just say basically that you want the choice, to not have to have this be discriminated against for those people who don't want it. It is experimental. It is gene therapy. You could call it genetic engineering in my book, because they don't know the consequence of this stuff.
Well, Ann, so, let's keep it simple. Don't discriminate against my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. The vaccine, that's my choice. Not anti-vax, but it's my choice. Hey, Ann, we got to go to break. Thank you so much.
Okay, support 1191. That's House Bill 1191. Okay?
Outstanding. Once again, Ann, thank you so much. Support 1191 sounds like a good bill. Okay, up next we have Extreme Auto Repair. When you go to a mechanic, you're so desperate you'll accept any price, right?
Right.
I mean, you're terrified. Well, are you sure you're getting the best car care for the money? Next time, call Extreme Auto for a second opinion. It's free. They'll probably make it worth the time with a better price, and you know they're top quality. Call Extreme at 303-841-1071, or you can find them at klzradio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right? Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Flesh and Beck, no matter how good your case is, you need preparation and presentation, because when you're in front of that judge, you want your guy or gal to be better than theirs. Don't take chances. Call Kevin Flesh. That's F-L-E-S-C-H. He's my lawyer. He can be yours too. So call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills. and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Follow me around. Go ahead and tell me. That was the last statement Senator Gary Hart made before he dropped out of the presidential race in 1987. By being ever accountable, you are free to do anything you set your mind to. Start your campaign now at klzradio.com/accountable.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Shimei Navarro. Shimei.
Yes.
We're toward the end. How are you holding up?
I love this. I'm sad it's over soon.
You're sad it's over soon?
No, don't leave.
You don't want to leave. I know, because you don't want to leave Charlie.
Yes, I love Charlie.
We constantly, and I was saying last week that he gets proposed to several times a week.
I mean, I can see why.
I know. It's embarrassing. Yeah, he's nodding his head. But ladies, I want to tell you one more time, like I said last week, he's only interested in money. He's a gold digger. So just let him know your net worth, and that's the way in.
Yeah.
Charlie does not accept, he doesn't accept
scrubs.
Throwaways.
No scrubs.
No scrubs.
Yeah.
No scrubs. Only the best. Okay, we are still waiting for Dr. Tom Schneider. Do we have him, sir? We do not. We do not. Okay. Then we shall go to something else. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. What do we want to do? Oh, we do have him. Wait a minute. We do. We don't. We don't. We do. We do. We don't. We don't. We do. It's very entertaining radio for me to say we do, we don't, we don't, we do, we do, we don't. We do!
Dun, da, da, da.
Da. Wonderful. Okay. Dr. Tom Schneider, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Yes, sir. Thanks so much for chatting.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Thank you so much for joining us. And, sir, I just want you to jump right in and tell us about your book, because this sounds, very interesting. This is not based on a true story. It is a true story, right?
Right, that's the premise, and you're nice to mention that. And I'll just tell you that the story that I wrote is true. It's a memoir, and I hesitated for 15 or 20 years to do this. And at the prompting of my children, who are probably twice your age, sent me all kinds of dictaphones, and come on, Dad, you have such a crazy life, you have to write it down. And I wouldn't, and then COVID hit, and I said, okay, let's do this. So I wrote a story from beginning to end of what's happened, not for really anybody other than my children, so that they could hear the stories that they had heard over the years. Because for whatever reason, my life is much like those. Have you seen those domino boards where they line up the dominoes and
yeah. They
push one? And they, so that's kind of what I see my life as. It's been one thing after one leading to another after another. And then I thought, I'm going to write these down because they are so bizarre. So many freaky things that have happened. But is there a point to it? Is there something that people who read this might come away and say, how do you survive that? And so the second part of the definition, so the book is titled The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man, because I truly am an ordinary man. But the second part of the title is Surviving When Life Sucks.
Surviving When Life Sucks. I love it.
Right.
By the way, Dr. Tom, can I call you Dr. Tom?
Please just call me Tom, sure, yeah.
I don't know, but doctor is so cool.
It's weighty.
It's weighty, you see. Okay, Tom, if you put out a book like this, you have to understand a lot of people are going to relate right away because the last year sucked.
Yes, it did suck. And my life has been, I hate to say that because it sounds so self-serving, but it was just the course of my life happened to be perhaps a little more dramatic than what happens to you, me, to all of us and did last year. When I give talks to patients, for example, now, I wrote a book called A Physician's Apology, and it really was the not a book for my patients that said, you know, I got to tell you, we're doctors and we're supposed to know, but I've got to tell you, we don't know diddly. And what we're telling you is not always right. And that's what the book is about. It's my apology to them for the things that we say that maybe aren't all up to snuff. So that
are you well, are you saying you've actually made mistakes?
Oh my gosh. I need to first know.
You know, Tom, I'm sorry, but I can no longer relate to the book. I'm sorry. Well, oh, Shemay can. Okay, go ahead.
as long as you're not a lawyer, you have lots of mistakes.
Yes.
And so, anyway, that I get to, the reason I did it was when I would give patients talks, people kept getting and saying, we want to know about supplements and Dr. Oz, and I shouldn't use his name, but anybody out there that's pushing supplements and whatever else, what's the truth? Harder to find than Bin Laden. What's the truth? And I would say, so I'm going to tell you what the science truth is now, but don't believe me. Why not? Don't believe me. Don't believe anybody. Research it and look it up. But here's one reason why you might want to at least listen to what I have to say. So and the audience is out there, and I put my hand up, and I said, put your hand up like this, raise it like you were in fourth grade, and tell me, who's had hypertension? And a bunch of hands will go up. How about gout? How about diabetes? How about insulin diabetes? How about that thing in the middle, bypass, where it cuts in the chest? Oof, sounds terrible. A couple of no hands come up. How about those little things? When do they put them in that? And everybody in the audience says, they're called stents. Oh, thank you. I didn't know. So if you've had one, two, three, four, five or more stents, put your hand up. If you've died and they've been brought back, if you've been 250 pounds or more and lost 100 pounds, put your hand up. Had a perforated bowel. Anything else? Dialysis? Let's stop because this is getting boring. I'll tell you what my last question is. Put your hand up if you've had all of those and more and you're still alive. And, of course, nobody does. And then I can say, oh, one person has their hand up. And they all look around. I go, no, you look at the wrong place. I'm the one with my hand up. That's been just a partial set of the disasters that happened to me medically before being a physician and as being a physician, because my initial life was as a fighter pilot. And you said, have I made mistakes? I guess that might have been one of them, because I was shot down twice in Vietnam and ended up at something called Agent Orange.
So oh, really?
People aren't. Yeah.
Oh.
So one of the chapters in my book, I think, is called the Agent Orange Yacht Club. But in any event, I was a young fella, and none of us really knew much of it. But as you know, or we now know, it just presents this domino cascade of one disaster after another. So initially it was diabetes, and then insulin diabetes, and then renal failure, and dialysis, which fortunately came back, not 100%, but, you know, the kidneys are still functioning, heart disease, bypass, stents, ablations, name it, and I've had it, related to Agent Orange. And so, oh, that evil, evil agent, yes, but let's be truthful here. The book is about truth. What else? I was a hellraiser. I was a fighter pilot in Vietnam, and there wasn't a part of my body or a substance that I wasn't abusing. And angry and all those other things that contribute to the overall downfall of our health. And so it was years into medical school and researching preventive medicine that I said, yep, time for me to spread this out a little bit. Nobody's going to want to hear it, but at least I can let my children know I gave it a try.
Well, Dr. Tom, before we let you go,
yeah.
I really want to know, because it sounds to me like you're not just surviving when life sucks, you are thriving. What's your secret?
I really am.
What's your secret?
Oh, wow. The best question that I've probably been asked. And the secret is, there's a couple of secrets, a bunch of them, and I write them in the book. But one of the big ones is you have to want to live. So, I mean,
you got to want it.
You have to have something. You got to want it. I went over to the Philippines and worked with a woman. Her name was Hakai. And she said to me, she was 104. I said, what keeps you going? And she said, my ikigai. Ikigai, what's that? It's a Japanese word that means she wakes up every day and has, listen to these words, I don't, not theologic, not religious, just human. I have a waking passion for giving. What does that mean? It means she walks to her daughter, who's 82 or something, and does her gardening, makes her breakfast. Really? Why? Because that's my passion. So it doesn't matter what the passion is. Maybe just getting up and having a good pee. I don't know. Whatever the passion is that you can enjoy. For me, it's walking in the woods with the dog, talking to my kids. Not a moment goes by that I don't sit there and say, I'm not on an intubator. I've got my kidneys back. This day is never better. Because how you doing? Never better. Never fine. Fine for me, F-I-N-E stands for
feeling. You know, Dr. Tom, it seems to me like the key is to not take for granted the good things that you do have in life.
That's it. Write the book. Write the book because you've got it. That's exactly it.
Oh, mine won't be as good as yours.
Oh, you're kind. Way too kind. I can't thank you enough for listening. I really, really have enjoyed it. I hope I haven't taken too much of your time, but it's been truly a pleasure.
You have not, but you got to take a little more time and one more time. Let people know how to get your book.
Oh, it's on Amazon, and it's listed under The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man, or just under Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. And it'll come up. And I thank you so much for that thought. That's really good.
Well, Dr. Tom, thanks for joining us today. And folks, I do recommend that you look for The Extraordinary Life of an Ordinary Man, Surviving When Life Sucks by Dr. Tom Schneider, because I think that way you can find some hope during rather hopeless times. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Tom.
You're a kind man. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Okay, folks, we'll take a timeout. We'll be right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Find more guns and ammo at lower prices, only at Franktown Firearms. Everyone says they value long-term relationships with their customers, but the team at Franktown Firearms back up their words with actions by keeping their prices fair and their shelves as full as possible. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, the team at Franktown Firearms has developed a reputation for reliability, which allows them to keep their shelves stocked during nationwide shortages. Because they always have new shipments coming in, they haven't had to hike up prices, so you can find guns and ammo at or below MSRP. You will go back again and again to a shooting range and gun store where you feel respected. And the team at Franktown Firearms shows respect through reasonable prices and a consistent supply of guns and ammo. Fill out their contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for specific pricing. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, Denver's afternoon rush. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Shemaine Navarro on the line. Jersey Joe. Joe, I got to say it. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
We're doing good. It's just Shumay. Shumay, how are you doing?
I'm so good. I can't do it, though.
You can't do it?
Come
on, just try. The worse you do it, the funnier. Oh, wait. That was actually pretty good. One more time.
No!
That was actually pretty good.
Oh, I'm doing good. I can't do it.
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Doing good.
See, what's happening, Shumay, Joe, in commie land?
For Shumay, we'll start with the Governor Cuomo's announcement today. This is for Shumay. By the way, he doesn't do this through his minions. He comes on and does these personally, which I think is a huge mistake. But today, New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo announced new state-approved seating plans for New York baseball stadium, the Yankees and the Mets.
Oh, no.
That would divide the seating areas in the stadium into the vaccinated and unvaccinated sections.
Oh, gosh. Segregation.
No, you're not serious.
Oh, yes. Andy, I included you on the email. You can read the story. Now, his plan is perfectly logical as long as the air is completely still and there's no breeze blowing that might carry the virus particles from one group of seated fans to the other. But that's not going to happen
because those teams happen to strike out a lot, so just the whiffing. I'm sorry, that could move the air, but go ahead.
Now, it's rumored that in a related story, the governor is expected to release guidelines tomorrow that will create new peeing and no peeing guidelines for public pools. So they're going to divide.
Oh, my goodness. Over here is where you pee. Yeah.
Yes, don't pee in that end.
Wow.
It's makes about as much pool. Sense as having a no-peeing section in the public pool.
It absolutely does. And by the way, remember now, who was it, Joe, who recently had the study that showed indoors, it doesn't matter if you're 6 feet away or 60.
Yes, I can't remember. I read that.
Was that MIT? I think it was. And it doesn't matter 6 feet or 60. Look, it travels, Joe. It's everywhere.
I spent the first 20 years of my life as an HVAC engineer. I can tell you all about HVAC systems and how the air is designed to circulate through the building.
Wow.
So you go into King Supers, trust me, if you're in King Supers in the vegetable section, you're breathing air that was over in the bakery section 3 minutes earlier. That's the way those stores are laid out.
But can you tell me why you guys charge so much?
For HVAC?
Yeah.
It's needed.
Because it's needed?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I got to be honest. The HVAC people I've had out have always been really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, there's an old story, real quick. You know, a guy comes into a big commercial building, and the air conditioning's not working. Big department store. And he goes in and he looks around, and he's there for about 2 minutes, and then he opens a cabinet and he turns a screw and pushes the button, and the thing runs just fine. And the guy says, well, how much is that going to be? He says, $100. That's outrageous. 2 minutes. I want an itemized bill. So the guy writes down the bill, and the bill says, itemized bill, turning screw, $5. Knowing which screw to turn, $95.
Yes. It's true.
That's true, because if I tried to fix it, I would blow it up.
Right.
What else you got, sir?
The other one I read this morning, this is the headline, Native Women Appointed to White House Climate Justice Table.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Here's the lead-in. For the next 4 years, three Native women will be volunteering their time to be part of the climate justice fight alongside the White House. And now, here's my question. Climate justice? Seriously?
Wow.
That would imply that somehow that the climate discriminates and affects certain people and groups differently than other people, which would be an injustice.
Well, doesn't it, Joe?
Well, apparently it does, and that injustice needs to be rectified so that the climate treats everybody the same way. Now, my only question is, assuming that such an unjust discriminatory mechanism actually exists, how will they know if and when they've achieved their goal of climate justice? How are they going to measure that and say, yeah, we won, we defeated it? How are they going to arrive at that conclusion?
Oh, it's real easy when you and I are broke.
Mm-hmm. Or dead.
Government plans never end. They just get bigger. They in perpetuity. So here's another pointless government committee that will go on in perpetuity, that will never accomplish anything, cost the taxpayers money, and it will never end. Just add it to the list of thousands of others. So
I hear these three ladies are also, you know, qualified to be with the CIA.
By the way, do you know how many different poverty programs there are in this country?
How many, Joe?
Over 200. I've actually got a graphical chart. There are actually 200.
Oh, good. We have it solved. Good.
We spent $20 trillion over the last 15 years fighting poverty, and guess what? We still have the same percentage of our population living in poverty today as we did 50 years ago. Yeah.
So are you saying addicting people on free money does not, you know, get them out of poverty?
The problem has been, Danny, we haven't given them enough money. We just need to give them more money.
Yes.
It's just like socialism. They haven't done it right yet.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it wrong. They haven't put enough money. By the way, the last one I had was about, I don't know if you're familiar with Marie Le Pen, the right-wing French politician. She's a woman. She's kind of like the Donald Trump of France. Anyway, she had posted some factual videos. You know, she was showing ISIS beheading people and whatnot. And France has a hate speech law. Well, she was charged with violating France's hate speech.
By showing other people beheading.
Wow.
Showing ISIS beheading other people. Well, anyway, she was found not guilty. Anyway, so this was up. And this was put up on Axios, which is tries to be fairly neutral. It's not one of these hard left sites, but they get a lot of lefties on it. Anyway, several conservatives posted comments expressing their appreciation for having the protection of the First Amendment in this country that allows them to express unpopular views without fear of prosecution by the government, as long as those views do not advocate the use of violence or criminal acts.
Right.
Now, however, the most popular ignorant liberal response was, "You're wrong. You can get sued for slander and libel." Well, duh, the First Amendment doesn't apply to individuals. It only applies to the government. So sad that so many on the left don't understand the difference between a criminal prosecution by a government and a civil suit between individuals for damages. But just incredible that people think hate speech is not protected and you can be charged. And it's just sad that the misunderstanding of the law.
Well, you know what I think is terrible, Joe? I think it's terrible that Marine Le Pen put out those videos of, you know, ISIS beheading people, because that way people could get the wrong idea about ISIS.
Yeah, they might think they're a terrorist group or something.
They might think they're mean.
Mean and, yeah, terrorists. By the way, Chloe, did I mention the other day about my battle with New Jersey to get my firearm owner's ID card? Did I mention that the other day?
Yeah, but say it again. It's funny.
Well, in New Jersey, if you want to buy a box of ammunition, you have to get a state-issued firearm owner's ID card.
Oh, my gosh.
Which means you have to get fingerprint and criminal background check, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the final step is for your local police. After all, I already passed my criminal history background check, and then the state of New Jersey, my local was trying to do a mental health check with Colorado. Anyway, they had gone far beyond the statutory 30-day review period, and they were sitting on it. So I read the statute, and there's a process in there to appeal, and I called the prosecutor's office, said I want to file a motion, you know, hearing to compel the chief police. So I gave him all the facts, and he said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, you got." He said, "Would you mind if I called the sheriff on your behalf?" I said, "No, go right ahead." This morning, I get a call from the sheriff's office. Your card's been approved.
Hey,
nice. Good.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much. That'll wrap it up, and we will talk to you next time. And folks, do it for today. Crawford Roundtable is up next. Many thanks to Chimay Navarro for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Did you have fun?
I always have fun here.
Awesome. Well, tomorrow I'm joined by Anil Mathai. And until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.